Okay, let's review Brachos Daf Chaf Beis. We left off on Daf Chaf Alef and Beis discussing Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in terms of what a Balkeri is and is not allowed to do. So the Gemara in the top of Chaf Beis Amar Alef tells us that Rabbi Yehuda allows a Balkeri to say Birchas HaMazon and really other Brachos as well because it's like learning Musar. He says it's considered like Hilchos Derech Eretz, like learning Musar, which isn't considered real Talmud Torah. In that context, the Gemara mentions that a Balkeri is not allowed to learn, but Machlokas exactly what he is and is not allowed to learn. Rabbi Yossi holds he can learn Regilios, things that he's very fluent in. Rabbi Nassim ben Avishalom holds he can explain Gemara, but not the Shem Hashem in drashas. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef holds he can explain Mishnah, but not Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds he can't learn one lashon is that he can't even go into the Beis Medrash. And then you have Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which is that he's allowed to learn Musar, that Hilchos Derech Eretz is permissible. So even though Rabbi Yehuda permitted learning Hilchos Derech Eretz, the Gemara tells us that he himself, Afal Pisha Mekel Ani Al Achirim Machmir Ani Al Atzmi, that even though he was Mekel for other people to learn it, he himself was Machmir on himself. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira disagreed with really the entire Takanas Ezra and sort of rejected it. He said, Ain't every Torah Mekablin Tumah? Why should one have to go to the mikveh before learning Torah? Torah can't become Tameh. So the Gemara says that we paskin Kahani Tlasabi. We paskin like the three great elder statesmen. Number one, we paskin like Rabbi Eloi Bereshis HaGezer. Rabbi Eloi held Bereshis HaGezer only applies in Eretz Yisrael, does not apply in Chutz Laretz. Number two, we hold like Rabbi Yoshia Bekalayim, where Rabbi Yoshia holds in order for something to be Kilei Akerim, you need to mix a vineyard with something else that is already Kalayim. So it needs to be actually a mixture of three different things. And number three, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, B'divrei Torah, that a Balkeri can learn Torah, and there's no concept of a Torah, of B'divrei Torah being Mekabel Tumah. The only one records a Machlo, if we should publicize the heter of 9 kavin for a Balkeri. I mean, even if a Balkeri does need to be a Matara himself, 9 kavin of water being poured over it may suffice. He may not need a kosher mikvah. So is that something that we want to, is that something that lachsha, that they had whispered, or is it something that shana, they had taught, and then without a whisper? On the one hand, you want to teach it publicly because you don't want people to be mevatel Torah, or be mevatel from Pur Revu because they think it's so difficult to become Tahar, but on the other hand, we don't want that Shalayu Talmidei Chacham Metzuyinetz and Lashosem Ketar Nagolim. We don't want the Talmidei Chacham being with their wives constantly, non-stop, like Tarnagolim, and therefore maybe it's better to keep it a secret that it's so easy to become Tahar. The Gemara then tells us that 9 Kavin only works b'nesina, that just like a mikvah of Arbaim Sa'a only works b'tevila, so 2 9 kavin only works b'nesina when it's placed over the body, not when one dips their body in 9 kavin. The Gemara then on Chaf Beis and Beis toward the top talks about Mem Sa'a or 9 kavin, and the Gemara says it really depends on a couple of factors. If you're a Bari Hamargil, you're a healthy person who saw Balkeri in a normal way, so then you need Mem Sa'a for sure to be Matari yourself. If it's a Bari La'onso, you're a healthy person who became a Balkeri, but it was an Ones, it wasn't something that you had attempted to do by having Bia, so then you only need 9 kavin. If it's a Chola Hamargil, if you're a Chola who became a Balkeri in a regular way, so that's a Machlokas whether you need 9 Kavin or Mem Sa'a, but a Chola La'onso is a Machlokas whether you need 9 Kavin or nothing. Then the Gemara tells us that there are stricter standards to teach others, that even if 9 Kavin might suffice to learn Torah yourself, but if you want to teach other people Torah, then you need Mem Sa'a. But this is Machlokas if that's true even of a Chola La'onso. The Gemara goes on to tell us we have another Machlokas if Mem Sa'a works even bekelim or only bekarka. I mean, where does the water have to be? Can the water be even in a kli, or does water have to be dafka in the ground? Even if it does have to be in the ground, it certainly can be mayim she'uvin, the Gemara tells us. Then there was an interesting maisa where you had Rav Papa, Rav Hunabred, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Bar Shmuel, who were all sitting around eating together, and they were trying to figure out who should lead the benching. Should it be the person who's mitar himself of 9 kavin? Should it be the person who's mitar himself of Mem Sa? Or maybe it should be the person who wasn't mitar himself at all because he had never become tamei in the first place. And then we move on to the in the bottom of the page we have a Mishnah where it tells us a number of halachas. Number one, that a person who remembers that he's a Balkeri in the middle of davening, yikatzer, should cut the davening short. Next it says that you should try to get out of the mikvah and say Kriya Shema before Netzach Hama, and if not, if you're not going to be able to get out and dry up and get dressed to say Kriya Shema in time, so you should cover yourself with the waters as long as the waters aren't too smelly, just upset the waters a little bit to cover yourself to say Kriya Shema in the water. And then on the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara quotes a Braisa that we're marchik dalet amos from tzoa, and ideally when you do that, the tzoa should be behind you, and it's a toeva if you didn't investigate to see if there was any tzoa around you. The tefillah becomes a tefillah toeva. And then finally, at the very end of Chaf Beis and Beis, the Gemara tells us you're supposed to stop to finish urinating. If a person is davening, we have a brisa, if a person is davening and then he realizes he couldn't control his bladder and there's urine going down his legs, so you should stop davening and then go back either to the makom shehifsik or to the beginning. It's machlokas, where exactly he goes back to, the place where he stopped or back to the beginning of the tefillah. That is a chazara of brachos tav chaf beis.